Hey babe, you home?
There you are. Oh, I know it must be a surprise. I decided to come home early so we could get ready for tonight. Oh, yes, tonight. Did I not tell you? After the company party. Well, I saw how well along you got with Gabriel, and I thought that he'd make a wonderful dinner guest for tonight. Am I wrong? Are you blushing, sweetheart? Now, what could the meaning of that be? It's okay. You can be honest with me. I heard you on the phone with your sister. You said so many wonderful words about me. He's wonderful. I would never leave. I'm always satisfied. And then there was this little bit afterwards. But Gabriel is just hot. You said those words, didn't you? That. No stammering. I don't mind. I'd be foolish to think that he's anything but attractive. And I'm not so selfish that I can't share. I told him he's welcome over this evening. And that you and I would love to spoil him. Now, I was thinking that I could cook us up something amazing. It might take a few hours, so he might have to wait for a while it finishes. And I thought you could give him good company. Do you think you could do that? You're blushing. It's all right. Listen to me. I have the utmost faith that you care about me and that you and I are in this together. I don't mind letting you live out that wild side of yours. So why don't you get into something to impress the man? And I'll go ahead and get dinner started. When you hear a knock on the door, it'll be your time. If you look at me and nod, I'll let him know exactly what to expect tonight. So it's your choice. No matter what, you're mine and I'm yours. But if you decide to blow that man's mind, I certainly wouldn't be bothered. I love you too. Now get ready. We have someone to impress, don't we? Oh my God, Gabriel. It's so good to see you again. You remember my wife, don't you? Of course, how could you forget? How could anyone forget someone as hot as her? Now, go ahead. Get yourself comfortable. There's beer in the fridge. Feel free to put on whatever you like. I'll be in the dining room getting everything set. Shouldn't be more than 20 or 30 minutes. Now, Gabriel. My wife and I have a policy that the guest always gets taken care of. Remember that little thing we talked about? Ah, that smile tells you remember every little bit of it. Well, my wife would love to take care of you. Isn't that right, dear? Oh, she's being shy. Look at that blush. Honey, why don't you get on your knees and say thank you to Gabriel for coming by this evening? And bringing quite a nice bottle of wine if I recognize my labels. There we go, atta girl. You're too shy. Gabriel, you don't mind if I'm here, do you? She can need a little encouragement sometimes. Good. Now, Gabriel, if you would, just go ahead and sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Oh, no need to fiddle with your belt. Believe me, she's got plenty of talent at that, don't you, dear? Go ahead, help the poor man. He's already getting hard, and it looks like he could use some help. Atta girl. Now, dear, do you remember how we say welcome to our guests? That's right. Go ahead and give it a kiss. Oh, there we go. Now, Gabe, she's just too talented at this, don't you think? Well, why don't I let you two enjoy? I'll be back in a moment. In fact, why don't the two of you meet me for dinner? No coming yet. Those are the rules in this house. And I expect a guest wouldn't break them.
All right, you two. Dinner's ready. Come on in.
All right. Gabe, your seat's right here. Please feel free. Oh, and honey, I went ahead and took the liberty of removing your chair. I figured that you wouldn't need it. I figured that you'd be perfectly fine standing here between the two of us. Your food's right there on the table. Please feel free. Now, Gabe, please, dig in. Grab a handful of whatever you want. Oh, you keep glancing over. You don't need to worry. Believe me, she's practically dripping onto the floor just standing there. Don't worry, she loves being objectified. Early on in our relationship, she used to beg for me to walk her around. I'd put this little leash right around her wrist, make her wear this giant jacket with drawings all over her body. Crude remarks and comments about her status, how she lives to obey me, and we would just walk around the mall. I would love to just occasionally lift up a little jacket here or there and watch her blush. Then when we'd get back to the car, inevitably, she'd be soaked through and she'd jump my bones like we were in high school. No. She likes this little game. Don't you, sweetheart? See? Told you. Go ahead, grab a handful. I figured we could use our hands for dinner tonight. Oh, yes, there we go. Sweetheart, are you not hungry? You must be nervous right now. There's so much going on, and you're living out this grand fantasy. Is that true? Oh, good girl. That nod is quite cute when you're standing naked between two men. Well, if you don't feel like eating this food, why don't you stuff your mouth with something else? Gabriel, would you like dessert while we eat? Ah, I see. Get down there, girl. You know what to do. Oh, yes. I take it by that way your eyes rolled back and your body just relaxed, that she's shown you that special little talent that she and I are working on. That's right, she can deep throat better than anything I've ever known. Her blowjobs are something that you will never forget. Although I imagine it would be tough to forget this situation in the first place. Me? I'm just enjoying the show. I get this all the time. I can just throw my hand under the table and feel the ass that I've spanked 1,000 times. And it never gets old, truly. She's absolutely incredible. It's a shame that more men don't get to experience just how incredible this woman is. She's smart, independent, funny. She cares for my nieces and nephews like they're her own. And at the end of the day, she likes it when I make her wear a gag and I fuck her from behind. I think that's quite an admirable combination, don't you? Oh, well. It seems like I'm the only one eating. Here. Why don't I go ahead and make sure that my wife is doing things right? Hi, sweetheart. Is this everything you thought it would be? No need to take your mouth off of it. He can't hear us right now. His head's tilted back. Your tongue is driving him wild. But I remember a very particular part of that phone call with your sister. You mentioned how much you wanted to ride him. Isn't that right? Well, who would I be to deny you part of your fantasy? We've come so far, haven't we? That's right. If you two are so horny that you can't even eat the dinner that I made, why don't we get this on the road and actually do what you want? Give me your wedding ring. Oh, no. No objections now. Tonight, you get to be the slut that you want to be. And I'm going to make sure that you get to live every moment of it. You are going to be the sluttiest version of yourself possible. Do you understand? Deep throat him, if you understand. Good girl. Look at his legs tense up. Look at me. Hey, look at me. I love you. Now let's get out from this table. And why don't we show him some actual fucking hospitality?
Well, Gabriel, it seems like people just aren't in the mood for dinner, and that's a damn shame. I feel like I prepared something special, but the lady here has decided that she wants to go ahead and give you something a little bit better. Something more special. Isn't that right, dear? No, it's okay. Just move your chair back a little bit. She'll come to you, won't she? Oh, look at her little head pop up. That's okay, it's safe here.
You know, maybe I made an oversight, taking away your chair.
Gabriel, you don't mind if she uses yours, do you? Stay seated.
I didn't say you needed to get up, did I?
Ah, look at that look. You're understanding now. Dear, give him something to dump his fucking load into, won't you?
Atta girl. That's right. Look at you go. Stretched open by someone you barely know.
Now, Gabe, isn't she just as tight as I told you she'd be? God, she's something else, I'll tell you. Sometimes I just lean back and let her do her work. I recommend you do the same. You will not regret it. Now, dear, go ahead and scratch his balls with your free hand and fuck yourself onto him. Don't make a guest lift a finger. You know how to be hospitable, don't you? Slam that ass against him like you fucking want it, because I know you do. Oh no, Gabe, it's okay. She loves this. Go ahead, rubber clit.
See how much of a wet slut she is right now. Isn't that right, dear? Your fantasy has all come to life. You're bouncing up and down on a cock, feeling every little ripple and sensation go through your body while you look into the eyes of your partner. That's right, that's not me in there. If you keep being so good, if you keep being such a perfect partner, caring, loving, and being just that slutty girl I like, I promise you'll have as much fun as you could ever hope for. He feels good, doesn't he? He feels fantastic, I bet. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's the sensation. You woke up this morning with no idea that this would be something that turned you on. And now you're looking at a lifetime of being whored out to men who would beg for a second chance. And I will decide if they get them or not. Oh, I love you so much. Now, look at him. Look over your shoulder. He's so lost, isn't he? You're doing that to him. When I bend you over and take you from behind, when I pick you up into my arms and fuck you like a toy, oh, I have to fight through the urge to just give in to you. Your incredible body, all that fucking sensation as I bottom out inside of you. You could drive men absolutely crazy. And I can't wait to watch you do it. Oh, look at him. Just bucking his hips like a fool. Oh, you want it, don't you? Say you want it, that you want a stranger's fucking cum. Atta girl. Gabriel, you heard the lady. It's time to give her what she fucking wants, don't you think? Isn't it time to cream pie my beautiful wife? Oh, look at him go. He's taking over now, isn't he? You're just a set of hips in his hands that he's pumping into. Oh, look at that. Scratch his balls one more time. He can't handle it at all. What a pathetic cock inside you. There will be so many more. And we'll see if they're tough enough to handle what you can give them. Oh, baby, you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. But I think poor little Gabe here might have finally given up.
Gabe? You okay, bud?
He might need a minute. Why don't you get off him and go clean up? Got it?
Gabe, buddy. You okay?
Look like you're breathing a little tough. Well, don't worry, she'll say goodbye before you leave. Oh no, this is it. It's over.
Of course that's all. You lasted all of 3 minutes inside of her.
No. How about this? Next time we have a big get-together, I'll let you come over early. You eat her out for an hour or two. Maybe I'll let her decide if she wants to give you a second chance.
No. If I'm going to share her, I'm going to make sure she has a damn good time. But I hope you got everything you wanted out of this. I mean, you look drained.
No, come on. Put your pants on and get out the door. I've got a wife to go fuck senseless. To remind her why I'm the one that finds her new partners.
Oh no, I insist. Please. All of your items are already set up for you.
Have a good night, Gabe. And remember, just give me a call. I'll see what she thinks.
Honey?
Hey. You doing okay? I know that must have been really...
Well, I was worried that you might not have liked that, but it seems that you might have.
Hey, it's okay. Just lean on me. Does everything feel all right? Things feel okay?
Yeah?
All right, good. I had him tested before he came over, so don't worry about it. I know your horny brain was far too in the moment to think about it. Of course I meant what I said.
I figured this would be something you'd be into. You used to always talk about how the idea of just being whored out was so fun. We would role play it all the time, and when I heard you talking to your sister, I just couldn't get the idea out of my head. But there's something I think we should do before we call it a night. First of all, I've got a great meal just sitting downstairs. I mean it. I worked hard on that. But for real, I'd like to remind you why you're with me. So why don't you go get yourself cleaned up a little bit. Just get it to a point where you're comfy. And I'll be here, ready to remind you why I'm the one you come home to every night.